Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. We'll hear from the Great Gildersleeve in just a few seconds. It won't be long before you'll be figuring out the best way to make a lively treat out of that turkey or chicken left over from the weekend holiday feast. Well, here's a grand suggestion. Add a smooth, appetizing cheese sauce made with Pabstet, the delicious golden cheese food. And there you'll have an exciting new main dish that won't seem like leftovers at all. You can do the same with fish or vegetables, for Pabstet's mellow cheddar cheese flavor blends right into foods. Pabstet melts with tempting smoothness, is so easy to prepare, and since Pabstet slices so neatly when chilled and spreads so easily at room temperature, you can serve it in all sorts of different ways. Spread in tempting sandwiches or sliced with salads, with fruit or pie for desserts, whatever way you serve it, melted, toasted, spread, or sliced, there's a wealth of nourishing cheese goodness in Pabstet. So tomorrow, ask your dealer for this delicious golden cheese food of 100 uses. Ask for Pabstet in the familiar round flat package. Now let's join the Great Gildersleeve at his residence in Summerfield. 'Twas the day after Christmas, and all through the house, creatures were stirring. For example, Leroy's Christmas puppy.
What's the matter, little fellow? Nobody feeds the dog but me, that's what's the matter.
For example, Leroy and his little friend happily playing a Christmas game sent by his aunt.
Aw, you cheater! You cheat all the time!
I do not cheat! That's the rules of the game.
Leroy, either you boys play quietly or he'll have to go home.
And Marjorie. Playing and replaying a record presented to her by Wally Hawk.
Marjorie, if you play that record again, I'll jump out the window.
But Uncle Mort, it's Dynamite Jones and his corny cuckoos.
Corny cuckoo.
All this trouble the day after Christmas is probably caused by the disastrous weather that has struck Summerfield. Not snow, not hail, not a tornado, but heavy, solid rain. It started early in the morning.
Gosh, Unc, what is there to do on a day like this?
You'll just have to make the best of it, Leroy.
Day after Christmas, too. Anything but rain. Can I go over to Piggy's?
And catch pneumonia? Certainly not.
Can Piggy come over here?
Do you think Piggy's father is crazy?
I don't know. I could call up and ask.
Don't bother.
It's no bother, Unc. It's a pleasure. It'll keep me out of mischief.
Even if his father's crazy, his mother has too much sense to let Piggy come out on a day like this.
Then I'll just talk to him on the phone for a while.
No, you won't.
Hi, Pig. This is Santa Claus. Hey, can you come over? No, don't you ask her. Let me talk to her.
You're wasting your breath, Leroy.
Could be. Oh, hello, Mrs. Banks. This is Leroy. I hope you had a pleasant Christmas at your house. Piggy told me his favorite present was the book you gave him. Yeah, The Wind in the Willows. No, I never read it, but I'm sure it's very good. How's Mr. Banks? That's fine. How's your father? Did he have a nice Christmas? Oh, I'll bet he loved that.
Leroy, you astound me.
Oh, Mrs. Banks, the reason I called. Piggy wanted to come over, but he thought you wouldn't let him, on account of the rain. But I thought if he wrapped up warm and wore his rubbers and took an umbrella, he could get over quite fast. We could play quietly over here so you wouldn't be bothered with a lot of boys at your house.
Like shooting fish in a barrel.
Or I know a good idea, Mrs. Banks. Uncle Mort could read to us.
Now, see here, young man.
Yes. He could read us The Wind in the Willows. Well, that's fine, Mrs. Banks. Be sure he brings the book. Goodbye. Well, guess I'll go upstairs and...
Come here, Leroy.
What's the matter, huh?
If you expect me to read you The Wind in the Willows, young man, you're going to be sadly mistaken.
Oh, I didn't expect it.
You just told Mrs. Banks I would read to you and Piggy. Why?
I was just making pleasant conversation.
Leroy, have you no moral sense?
Sure, I guess so.
I doubt it very strongly. During your pleasant conversation just now, you told at least one deliberate untruth. And besides, the whole tone of your conversation was deceptive. Since when have you been interested in Mrs. Banks's father?
I don't know. I don't see what all the fuss is about. You're all the time telling me to be polite to older people.
Is that what this is?
Sure. I've been very polite with older people lately.
When did this start, Leroy?
About 2 weeks before Christmas.
Well, I want you to make it a year-round habit. And incidentally, I'd like to see some signs of it around the house here.
You mean with you?
Certainly. Why not?
Gosh, I don't think of you as older people.
You don't?
No, I think of you as... Well, I just never thought of you as an old guy you have to be polite to, like Judge Hooker.
Well, I'm not a dried-up old goat yet, I'll admit.
No.
And I'm not in Peavy's class either.
I should say not.
A man's as old as he feels, they say. And I feel pretty good. All right, Leroy, you and Piggy play quietly and have a nice time.
Say, Aunt, I got a great idea. Why don't you play Commando Raiders with us?
No, I don't believe I'll do that, thank you.
Oh, come on. I'll let you wear my new helmet.
Leroy, I may be youthful in spirit, but I haven't reached my second childhood. Now, leave me alone. I want to read the paper.
What a character. You know what the trouble with these chemistry sets is, Pig?
No. What?
The experiments in the book are no good.
What's the matter with gunpowder?
Well, you got any more potassium nitrate?
No. I used it all up yesterday.
Just like me last year. Blow up a couple of small things and all the fun is over.
Hey, what about this experiment here? Turn water into wine.
That's no good. Pour the water in the glass and it turns red, so what?
Yeah, it tastes terrible too.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought of a good experiment. Wally Hoff told it to me. You put some number 9 in number 14.
9 in 14?
Yeah, it's super.
Oh, no, we can't do that. Not 9 into 14.
Why not?
My father says not to.
Aw, what does he know? Let's ask my uncle.
Does he know?
Are you kidding? He's the water commissioner. He has to know all about chemistry. Come on, we'll ask him.
Okay, it's your house.
Just don't say anything about your father telling you not to do it.
Come in. Well, what is it, boys?
We need your advice on a chemical experiment, huh?
What's the problem?
I tell Piggy you have to know all about chemistry to be a water commissioner.
Well, I have to be more or less of an expert in quite a few lines.
I told you, Pig.
Yeah. What happens if you put number 9 into number 14, Mr. Gildersleeve?
These chemistry sets. I'll have to know what those substances are before I can predict the reaction, my boy.
Oh, yeah. Wait a sec. I'll get the list.
Let's all look at it. Come on, Piggy.
Here you are, huh? Number 9.
Sodium hypotrasfate.
Sounds powerful, don't it?
Doesn't it, Leroy?
Yeah, it sure does. What's number 14?
Hydroclinic acid. Let me smell that.
Here it is.
No smell, just as I thought.
What do you think will happen if we put them together, Unc?
Probably get some sort of chemical reaction.
It would be a good experiment, wouldn't it?
Let's just say it would be an experiment. Still, I don't see how it could do any harm.
Well, my father said...
My uncle knows 10 times as much about chemistry as your father.
Just a minute, Leroy. Piggy, did your father say anything about this particular experiment?
He just said don't do it.
Don't let him scare you, Unc.
I'm not frightened, Leroy. I just want to be sure I'm right, that's all. Let's see. Sodium hypotrasfate, hydrochloric acid. Go ahead and mix them. Nothing will happen.
Okay. Hey, Pig, where are you going?
I'm just going to stand over here, that's all.
Well, here goes.
Leroy, take that stuff out of the house and dump it.
Oh, Unc, it's a stink bomb.
Let me smell it.
Take it out of here. Woo!
Gosh, it's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Hurry up and get it out of the house.
Well, it's a terrible waste.
Leroy, get that stuff out of my kitchen.
Uncle Mort told me to dump it.
Well, take it out the other way.
Gee, everybody's so sensitive.
Leroy, I told you to take that out of here.
Well, I am. It's lost half its punch already.
It has not. Keep moving.
Okay. Gosh, if only we could have caught that stuff that came out first.
Leroy, what on earth is that terrible odor?
I don't smell anything. Come on, Pig. I bet you can make good money making this stuff.
Oh, this is awful. Jane Pettibone is coming over here, and we won't be able to use the living room.
Why can't you use your own room, my dear?
I want to play Jane my new Dynamite Jones record.
Marjorie, I've heard that record 50 times.
That's all right. Jane's bringing a new one you've never heard at all.
Oh.
It's called Murdering the Moonlight.
If I listen, it's murder. If I breathe, it's suicide. And if I leave the house, I'll drown. What a day. Oh, no, not again. Marjorie, stop that confounded racket.
Just once more, Uncle Mort.
No, I'm trying to read.
Well, that's that, Jane.
It's funny, but my father doesn't like that record either.
Does anybody like it?
I'm crazy about it. Gee, I wish we could get some boys over here and dance.
That's all we need here is some boys. Leroy's got a whole commando regiment upstairs.
They're too young, Mr. Gildersleeve. I know, Marjorie. Why don't we take turns dancing with your uncle?
Well...
Wouldn't you like to dance, Mr. Gildersleeve?
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. We don't have to do the latest steps. We can just dance whatever you know how to.
I am a master of the foxtrot, young lady. I do not happen to be in a dancing mood.
Okay.
Must you girls be jitterbugging or listening to this caterwauling music all the time? Why don't you just talk to each other a while, like grown-up people?
All right, Unky. We don't mean to bother you. Why don't you go into your den?
Because it's cold in there. I've already thought of it. Don't worry.
Well, we'll be quiet. Now you just sit back and read your book.
Thank you. That's what I've been trying to do all day.
Mr. Gildersleeve, do you like my hair this way?
Yes, it's fine.
Some people like it better the way I used to have it.
They do.
I used to wear it like this.
It's better the old way.
Don't bother him, Jane.
Okay. I wish we could get some boys over. Why don't we call up Wally Hoff?
He's got the flu.
Let's call him up and not tell him who we are.
Oh, he'd know my voice right away.
Mine too. Mr. Gildersleeve, will you call up Wally Hoff for us?
What for if he's got the flu?
Oh, just for laughs.
I'll take part in no practical jokes if you don't mind.
Oh, Uncle Mort, couldn't you just get him on the phone? You don't have to say anything.
I don't have to say anything. I don't even have to call him up.
Well, you don't have to shout at me.
I'll shout if I please, and I'm not shouting.
I think you are.
I am not. What's more, has anybody fed that confounded dog today?
I don't know.
I know he's had one meal because I fed him at 10 o'clock this morning. Poor little fellow starving. Bertie! Oh, Bertie!
Just a minute, Mr. Gildersleeve. Yes, sir? You want something?
Has the dog been fed today, Bertie?
Well, sir, for a puppy, he's done pretty good. I fed him at 8 o'clock this morning and again at noon. And then I gave him a little snack around 3.
Oh, well, that's fine, Bertie. But, you know, you don't have to make the dog your responsibility. Leroy's supposed to feed him.
Yes, sir.
I might as well make that clear right now. Oh, Leroy! Leroy! Good heavens, what's going on up there? Leroy! Leroy!
Did you call me up?
Yes, I did. What's going on up there?
Nothing. We're just practicing commando tactics.
Well, stop it. Why haven't you fed the dog today?
I did feed him. I fed him his breakfast at 9, his lunch at 12, and some puppy biscuits at 2:30.
It's a wonder he hasn't exploded. Shut up, you. I know you're not hungry. Stop whining. There's nothing the matter with you.
Commandos, forward! March!
Ugh, those kids will shake down the house. Leroy! Leroy! Marjorie, take off that record.
It's not a record. It's the radio.
What do you want, Unc?
Take those commandos and march them around in the rain.
But Uncle Mort...
And you and your friend go out in the rain, too. It'll do you good. Come on, clear the house. Clear out. You too. How long till supper, Bertie?
About a half an hour, Mr. Gillsleeve.
Fine. Just time for a cigar. Ah, what a day.
Well, sir, rainy days is always kind of a strain.
Wonderful to have the house quiet. Yes, sir, it's wonderful. Something good for supper, Bertie?
I think you'll like it. I better get back and watch it. You just lie there and relax till it's ready.
All right. By George, this is a pleasure.
Mr. Gillsleeve, I meant to ask you. Mr. Gillsleeve! Mr. Gillsleeve! Oh, my goodness, you're on fire! The sofa's on fire! Fire!
What's that, Bertie? Stop that.
But, Mr. Gillsleeve, your cigar!
Quiet! You gods! Can anybody... Oop! Fire! Fire! Help!
The Great Gildersleeve will be with us again in just a few seconds. With your Sunday meal tagging right on the heels of next Saturday's New Year's feast, guests dropping in during the week, and foods none too plentiful, you homemakers are being put to the supreme test in mealtime, snack time planning. Now especially is the time to have Pabstett on hand. Pabstett, you see, is the golden delicious cheese food of 100 uses, so it can be of a real help in all sorts of appetizing ways. Why, it's no trick at all to whip up Welsh rabbits, soufflés, all kinds of tempting cooked cheese dishes if you use Pabstett, because it melts with such luscious smoothness. You can make wonderful sandwiches and snacks with Pabstett, too, because it slices and spreads easy as can be. In 100 ways, Pabstett can add delightful variety to menus. And remember, Pabstett is high in bodybuilding milk protein, helps provide food energy, milk minerals, and important vitamin A. So for a dazzling variety of delicious, nourishing treats, buy Pabstett. Ask for the delicious, golden cheese food of 100 uses. Pabstett. Now, let's hurry back to the Great Gildersleeve, whom we left a few moments ago in a perilous situation. While catching a little nap before supper after a long, hard day after Christmas, he inadvertently let a Christmas cigar slip from his nerveless lips. In no time at all, smoke was billowing around him, alarms were raised, and a call was put in for the fire department.
Bertie! Bertie, where's that water?
Coming, Mr. Gillsleeve!
Well, hurry, Bertie, hurry! Ye gods, do you want us all to be caught like rats in a trap? Where's Leroy?
Right here, Unc.
Well, don't stand there, do something!
Do what?
Don't ask me, do anything. Anything! Have you done your lessons? Bertie, where's Bertie? Where's the fire department? Where are my war bonds? Where are my mother of pearl studs? Oh, my goodness, where's Marjorie?
She's upstairs saving stuff. She's throwing it out the window.
Uncle Mort?
Yes?
Do you wear those old white flannel pants anymore, or shall I just let them go?
Let everything go. Save yourself. Somebody at the door. Maybe it's the fireman.
Open up here, or I'll use my axe.
Hiya, Chief. Boy, you're just in time. You ought to see, the place is full of smoke.
What seems to be the trouble here?
Smoke!
Don't care if I do.
We'll get to the cigars later if you don't mind. Right now there's a house burning down and we're in it.
Now calm yourself. I'll handle things here.
Well, start handling them. Where are your men? Where's your apparatus?
Boys had a flat, corner of 5th and Main. They'll be along. Let's see now, what's the address here?
271 Lakeside Avenue. What do you want that for? You're here!
I have to make out a report on this.
Oh, my goodness, now?
Can't do anything till the boys get here. Might as well get it out of the way. Once we go into action, we work fast. Let's see now. Time?
Too little and too late.
Approximately 6:14. Cause of fire, unknown. Extent of damage?
Unlimited, and increasing every minute.
Horsehair. Worst darn thing in the world. Maybe we better clear the house.
Can you see any flames?
Not yet, but I've got a theory. Where there's smoke, there may be fire.
Marjorie! Bertie! Everybody outside!
Hey, Marge! Abandon ship!
Everybody out in the front yard, quick, before the roof falls in!
Take it easy now, just a precaution. Nothing to get excited about. Hey, where's my axe? Who swiped my axe? I had it here a minute ago. Somebody's taken my axe.
Take it easy, Chief. Here it is.
Oh. Outside, everybody. Keep calm, Commissioner, and don't worry. Once we go into action, we work fast.
Come on, step lively. Out in the yard, everybody.
I just know I've forgotten something.
No time now, sister. Everybody out of there?
Wait for Birdie.
Well, come on.
I'm coming.
Birdie, for heaven's sake, what have you got there?
I got my meat grinder, got my Bible, got my pocketbook and my nightgown from my sister. Got 2 pounds of round steak in the bubble bath that Leroy gave me. Got everything I could lay my hands on.
I don't see anything but smoke. Mind if I use your phone?
Listen, did you drop in here to make a phone call or to save my house?
Now, Commissioner, do I tell you how to run your business? I just want to find out what's keeping the boys. Once we go into action, we work fast.
Hey, the carpet is starting to blaze.
Throw some water on it.
Stand back, Mr. Gillsleeve. Here goes a bucketful.
Let her go.
Good work. I could use you in place of some of the... Hello? Chief Lynn, I want to talk to... No, this is Chief Lynn. Is Jerry there? Well, put him on.
Yeah, put him on if he's not too busy.
Jerry, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
I know you blew it too, but... No, we've got no time for OPA applications now. Jack up the hook and ladder and take one off that. New driver. I see now why the Army wouldn't take him. Well, they'll be along if he doesn't get lost.
Hey, look at the smoke pouring out of the sofa.
Well, tote it out there.
Oh, Uncle Mort, do you think they'll save the house?
Don't you worry, sis. Once we go into action, we work fast. I'll run down to the corner, Commissioner, and watch for the boys. If you see any engines go by, flag them.
By George, fire protection in this town is like hailing a taxi.
Hey, here comes the judge.
In his air raid helmet.
Looks like a blackout. That's all we need.
Hi, Judge. How do you like the fire?
Gildy, what's this I hear?
It's true, Judge. Fire in the living room. The fire engines broke down.
Well, don't worry. The minute I heard about it, I phoned Air Raid Headquarters. They're sending over a fire warden with a stirrup pump.
Great.
As soon as he arrives, we'll handle it like a regular incident. We'll have it under control in no time.
Well, where is he? I wish he'd get here with the pump.
Why don't you give him the whistle, Judge? Hurry him up. Hey, Unc, I just remembered something. I forgot something.
Leroy, you don't mean...
The puppy! I gotta get him! He's down in the cellar!
Leroy, come back! Let me go!
Marjorie! Leroy! Keep out of that house. I'll handle this.
Mr. Gillsleeve, are you crazy? Have I got to go in there and drag you all out?
Birdie, don't you? Now that's the way people get hurt. Where's that fire warden? It's starting to get dark. That you, warden? Well, hurry up with the pump. We're faced with an incident here, warden. House on fire, family all inside. Someone's got to go in there after them. And it looks like it's up to us.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that.
Peavy, you took long enough getting here.
I'm sorry, Judge. I had to locate the stirrup pump. It seems that Mrs. Peavy'd been using it to spray the roses.
All right, put the bucket down. I'll set up the pump and you take the hose and...
No, Judge. The pump goes inside the bucket. Your foot goes outside.
You man the pump, then, if you know so much. I'll take the hose, and the minute I throw open the door, you start pumping.
Hello there.
All right, pump!
Wait, here comes Mrs. Ransom.
Peavy, this is no time to be waving at the ladies.
Why, it's Horace and Mr. Peavy. What on earth is going on?
Stand back, Leela. We've got a fire on our hands here.
Gracious!
Help!
It's Leroy!
Horace, he's inside there.
Follow me, Peavy.
Give us a hand here, somebody.
Leroy, where's the fire?
The fire's out, but so is Unc. He fainted.
The smoke must have gotten to him.
Maybe it was the excitement.
Birdie, help me open some windows.
Stand back. Give him air.
Oh, my poor Throckmorton. What have they done to you? Oh, Mr. Peavy, he's dead.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that. His stomach seems to be rising and falling regularly.
Smelling salts, that's the thing.
Cold water in the face.
Raise his feet above his head.
Rub his wrists. Here, let me hold his poor head in my arms. Oh, see the poor little puppy moaning for his master.
I'm his master.
Petey, you're a druggist.
A pharmacist, Judge.
All right, a pharmacist. What do you think we should do?
As a pharmacist, Judge, I wouldn't care to prescribe. Ethics, you know. But as an air raid warden...
Yes?
I suggest we loosen the man's collar.
I suggest you loosen your own.
Gentlemen, could I try something?
Go ahead, Bertie. Any treatment is better than none.
Well, I don't know, but it's never failed yet.
Go ahead.
Mr. Gildersleeve! Dinner!
Huh?
Throckmorton, speak to me. Speak to your poor Leela.
Hello, Leela.
Oh, Throckmorton, you're a hero. Truly you are.
Leela.
Yes, Throckmorton.
Bend closer.
Something you want, darling.
Closer.
Yes. Throckmorton! In front of all these people, and I thought you were practically dead.
Don't worry, when I go into action, I work fast.
Oh, thank goodness.
What?
It's safe.
What's safe? Oh, Marjorie, didn't any of those Dynamite Jones records burn up?
Not one.
Start the fire again. Bertie, I don't know how you did it, but the dinner was superb.
Well, now, I don't know. If you ask me, the roast was a trifle overdone. But weren't we all?
Weren't we all? Yes, it's been quite a day, hasn't it, children?
I hope I never see another like it.
Are you kidding? Wait till I get back to school. I'm the only kid in the class that's had his house on fire.
But just after we had it painted.
Well, we'll get Mr. Giddens in tomorrow and... Mr. Giddens, have we got to go through that again? Oh, well, Christmas comes but once a year. Fold your napkin, Leroy.
Okay.
Let's just see if we can't have a little peace and quiet here for once. What's that?
The fire chief is back. Oh, boy, he's got the engine with him.
Fine time to... By George, I'll give him a piece of my mind.
What do I tell him, huh?
You tell the chief for me that you tell him you just... Oh, I'm too tired. Tell him Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
This is the week when old friends get together, when we like to welcome them with good things to eat. And even though foods may not be extra plentiful, the foods that are made extra attractive, extra appetizing with very little effort. Many of the plainest foods take on sparkling appetite appeal when they're flavored with Kraft Salad Mustard. This delicious mustard, light, golden, and creamy smooth, prepared to Kraft's own special recipe, is sure to win you compliments galore. Kraft Salad Mustard zips up the flavor of cheese fondues and Welsh rabbits, adds a tempting tang to salad dressings, gives a wonderful lift to cold cuts, sandwich spreads, and deviled eggs. Yes, Kraft Salad Mustard is sure to be the life of many a New Year's Eve party. Then again, there's that Kraft Mustard with horseradish added, with a racier flavor some folks prefer. Why not buy both of these delicious mustards? They're both made by Kraft. Ask for Kraft Mustard with horseradish added, or that all-time favorite, golden, creamy, smooth Kraft Salad Mustard.
This presentation of The Great Gildersleeve starred Lee Delaney as The Great Gildersleeve. Missy Caro played Leroy, with Cindy Martin Asher as Marjorie. Lisette Ralph played Bertie. Pam Hungate was Leela Ransom, and Nick Helton was the judge. Yours truly, Bob Hutchison, played Mr. Peavy. Also appearing, Kim Heflin and Joy Jackson, with Kim Turner as the fire chief. Additional music by Mary Moore Compagna. The production was directed by Mike Wheeler. This is Bob Hutchison inviting you to join us again next time for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.